Discovery Drive, at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive, at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A white 17-year-old has been arrested for the shooting deaths of two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kyle Rittenhouse was at a protest following the shooting by police of a black man, Jacob Blake. Daniel Miskinis is police chief in Kenosha.
The term militia is used. I've got no proof that it has any organization to it. It may be just simply armed citizens. I don't know.
There is video of a young white man opening fire in the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle.
There were people running all over the place.
Sheriff David Beth was asked about witnesses who said they yelled at police to arrest the person in the crowd with the rifle.
Knowing what you just said, I can picture all kinds of reasons I wasn't focusing on someone doing that.
Much of Rittenhouse's Facebook page is devoted to praising law enforcement. I'm Ed Donahue.
Final preparations are being made along the Texas-Louisiana coast for the arrival of Laura, now a Category 4 hurricane with winds clocked at 145 miles an hour. Governor John Bel Edwards says people in vulnerable areas need to get out before nightfall.
Once it gets dark, understand the weather's going to degrade so fast and it's going to be so bad, the worst thing you can do at that point in time, if you're in southwest Louisiana, is to try to leave then.
He's activated the National Guard. That includes more than 3,000 guardsmen ready for high water vehicle and boat evacuations, search and rescue operations, levee inspections, road clearing, and parish emergency operations assistance. It's day three of the Republican National Convention, where Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to be the keynote speaker. Pence will address the convention and the nation from Baltimore's Fort McHenry, where the 1814 battle between U.S. and British troops inspired the nation's national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. On Wall Street, the Dow by 83 points, the NASDAQ rose 198, the S&P advanced 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
In these challenging times, what is really happening? Is there a force behind it all? If you believe in the freedoms that founded America, if you're looking for answers, go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com. And download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Is God using this pandemic to bring us back to our roots? Go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has rejected a request from Nevada's Secretary of State for emergency powers to oversee the just authorized third-party collection of election ballots, often referred to as ballot harvesting. Barbara Savasky, the lone Republican holding statewide office, asked the governor for the power to require anyone gathering more than 10 ballots to disclose any political, corporate, or advocacy group affiliation to her office. She said the information was needed to investigate and stop illegal activity linked to the ballot harvesting. In turning down her request, the governor said Savasky had failed to identify an emergency that warranted such regulation. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority is serious about taking over the Las Vegas monorail. LVCVA head Steve Hill told his board of directors in July that he was in early talks with the agency to buy and run the nearly 4-mile transit system. The board is expected to vote on the deal next week. Hill said he believes the agency can run the monorail at a profit. The Las Vegas Sands Corporation is one of America's best employers, at least according to Forbes. The list was compiled by market research of some 80,000 workers. And, of course, they run the Venetian and Palazzo Las Vegas Sands.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Not too bad for the 5 o'clock hour right now. We're getting some moderate volumes in several areas. 15 south at Owens, north 15 at Tropicana. You'll touch the brakes there. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. And road work on Charleston, that is at Lamb.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst, hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today. And just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Call right now, 1-855-REAL-WTR. Always happy to have Jared Fisher on, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, a guy that ran for governor, rode to all 17 counties in the state of Nevada. I have a feeling that someday, maybe sooner rather than later, he'll be doing that again. We'll find out. Jared Fisher joins us. Jared, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing absolutely great. We've got all kinds of breaking news that we've been following today with the Black Lives Matter thing, Kenosha, Wisconsin. I want to start closer to home, though, and talk about the state of Nevada business. We know that the president is opening up our economy. We know that the Dow is close to record territory. It already is on NASDAQ. I want to ask you about the state of Nevada business, and are we making the bounce back? I know we had some reasonably decent July numbers as far as unemployment, but can you talk a little bit about where we are as a state, kind of a state of the state business?
Well, I'll give you kind of the first hand viewpoint of where I see things. I think what we're seeing is most businesses are a little nervous. Are you getting some feedback on your end, Kevin?
I am not.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting a really bad reception.
Well, I'll tell you what let's do. If you want, we can take a break, and we'll try and reestablish the line. Okay. Let's do it. We'll take a quick break, and we'll take our break like way early. Jared Fisher will be joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always better
best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
I'll be honest. The first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. What do you have to lose? Call right now, 702-714-1060, and see how you can save money
on your insurance quotes. So please call right now, 702-546-8767. We got Jared Fisher on the line. We'll see if this is any better. He had some feedback on his cell phone just a few minutes ago. Can you hear me any better now?
Yeah.
That's much better. I just love it. Let me ask you. I gave it the big buildup before, and that's what always happens. You always give a big buildup to a guest, and then they say, "I can't hear you." Damn it! Oh well, it happens. No, but seriously, the whole notion of the state of the state's economy of business, folks that own businesses, are they starting to see a bounce back now?
Yeah, I think a little bit, but again, like we've talked in the past, you know, as far as Southern Nevada goes, in the convention market, we're still in the problem there, Kevin. We're seeing retail businesses. Yeah, people are getting out there; they're spending money. I think things are looking good for a while. However, when you have so many people dependent upon the convention market. You're going to see that in the long run, it's going to have some feedback, some negative feedback on the economy. And let me give you a quick example. I had a Wynn employee interview with me last week because they have barely been able to meet the needs for their family based on what the Wynn is providing them. And that's not the Wynn's fault. That's because we're not seeing those meetings coming to Las Vegas, showing up for their conventions. That business is not there at all. So I'm seeing those types of industry jobs. They're out looking for new jobs. And I hired this person at our location. And, you know, I mean, I only can do so much as an employer on my end, but we're going to start seeing this on and on and on. And they have actually hung on for a while at the Wynn where they just couldn't handle it anymore. It just wasn't working out for them. So we're seeing it in some areas, but in the areas that are really going to make an impact in the long run, we're going to have to get these conventions, this business traffic, and, you know, as well as casino traffic. We're going to have to see that coming back to Southern Nevada. And let's face it, I mean, when people are confident to travel again, that's when we're going to see the numbers start to boost back up here in at least Southern Nevada.
Will we be forced to change our marketing approach like we did maybe, I want to say it was like 10 years ago, where we changed and we said, hey, we're a family-friendly place. Bring the kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we actually are a family-friendly place. If you, you know, even on the Strip, there's areas where you can go family-friendly. But I don't really think that we have to take those draconian measures quite yet. What I think we need to do is focus, you know, on a national level. We need to get the vaccine, the first number one priority right now. And I really like the idea of what Trump's trying to do right now, which is fast track the vaccines we have out there. I think it's the UK I can't remember the number on the end, but it's a UK vaccine that he's trying to get fast tracked right now. And that's the right decision right now, because this is affecting the economy all the way around. Sure, you know, we need to make sure that we're taking care of, you know, people's lives, but we also need to make sure that we're taking care of people's livelihoods as well. It's a simultaneous effort that we need to take action on. So there's not going to be an easy answer to this until we have a vaccine. Kevin, I mean, that's
the fact is, again, I'm not familiar with the British vaccine, although I know they've been looking at one. There's the issue of the president has fast-tracked not the final approval, but the manufacture. They are manufacturing millions, tens of millions of doses of about two or three of these vaccines. If one of them pans out, they will go into immediate marketing, and you'll start seeing them in your, you know, local Walgreens or CVS or Target or Walmart pharmacies. You'll start immediately being able to go and get them. Is that what it's going to take?
Yeah, Kevin, that is what it's going to take. Let me just give you another example. As you know, we're in the tourism business here in the Western United States, our company, Escape Adventures. And we are seeing people cancel their week-long vacations either with family or friends because they are still unsure about whether or not they should get on an airplane, they should walk through an airport, they should be in contact with people they don't know in a place outside of their local comfort zone. So we're having people cancel vacations with us, you know, up to last minute because they are not comfortable traveling. And it's not unique just from our industry. I mean, this is happening across the board. When people don't feel confident, they don't make bets. And, I mean, that's what we're going to see. So, again, when the vaccine is on the shelves at CVS and Walgreens, people are going to be fine with traveling again. We're going to see those conventions start to book those hotel nights. They're going to book with the DMCs. We're going to see those numbers come back up. But, honestly, we've been talking about this all summer, and people are still canceling. In fact, we've got a lot of companies that have said, hey, look, we're not planning anything until 2021 at the earliest in the spring of 2021. So if prudence says build that confidence in the American public, and the only way to do that is for people to know that they can travel safely. That's all there is to it. And we're not, we're not going to see that until we have the vaccine on the shelf.
Again, Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. I've been a big believer that the economy, you can have pointy-headed economists in Washington talking about numbers and bar graphs and things like that. But until you can say, well, how's it impacting me? How's it impacting my brother-in-law who hasn't been working? Is he getting a job? That it really doesn't matter. I want to ask you from your perspective. I know you've hired one person that we know of. You're hiring. Tell me what business is like for Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. I know you had the cancellations of some tours along the way. Tell me what's happening.
Well, as far as the local market goes, for us, because we are an active company that sells bicycles and so forth, we're very busy, except when it's 109 degrees outside. We're a little slower. But people are wanting to get out, but they're wanting to stay closer to home where they're not out in front of where they're not going to catch that virus. So we are busy. We've seen numbers this year in our industry skyrocket. Like I've been telling everybody, we've had 90 days of Christmas sales at the cycle shop. So, we're not complaining about anything as far as that goes. But, my concern is that will end eventually, as soon as people who are working at these hotels that rely on that out-of-town business, as soon as they no longer can sustain their way of life, sustain their family, they're going to have to come up with an alternative. And that may be, if they can't find a job locally that they can do, they may have to leave town and go someplace else. So it's the concern is in the long run. For me, you got to look at things down the line. Are these conventions, are these people going to be coming to Nevada next year, even, that's the question. Is that confidence there? So,
well, I'm going to take you a little far afield and maybe even into the wonderful world of sports, where we've got three NBA playoff games, a couple of Major League Baseball games that have been postponed because of the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. We've had three nights of violence there. And I want to ask you, there seems to be a difference of opinion. Chief executives of these states and these cities, some have welcomed a federal intervention, and others say, hell no, stay the hell away. We don't want your kind in our state. As a guy who wanted to be governor, what's your thought on whether or not these, just the difference in philosophy, wanting the federal intervention, not wanting it?
Well, there's some things that we do well independently as a state, and there's some things we do better together. And, I grew up with a father working in the Forest Service, so I understood the importance of federal government involved in national forests and the creation of national forests. It's the same thing that goes with federal troops. there are some things that we do better independently, like we have our local police forces. Yes, they can do so much. But when things start to get out of hand and people start to trample on human rights and people's ability to have a meal at a restaurant on the street when you're being bombarded with rioters, like there's a reason that we have the opportunity to bring in the federal government's troops for these moments that we are where we need them, where we can no longer as a state control the people and the protests. This is a perfect example of why we work together well as a country and why we need those federal assistance at times. And we could argue all day long back and forth of like this and that, but this is a great situation where they're, you know, Wisconsin, I think, is doing the right thing. Hey, look, come on in, help us out with this. We can't handle this on our own, and this is what we do better as a country.
I'm curious. In fact, I was talking to Chad Wolf the other day, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He is now the full-time, not an acting. Yesterday, I guess, when he was on with us, he had been just named to the full-time post. And one of the things he said is there really is a difference between, say, Portland, where they were threatening federal buildings, things like that, versus Kenosha, where they were just trying to burn stuff down. Is there a difference? Is there a difference, federal role versus state?
Well, okay, so what you really, really need to consider is this just comes down to the leadership of your state, who's in charge, and what those decisions that that leader is going to make. And, and it comes down to the governors and who is speaking with the governor and who's influencing the governor's decisions. But at the end of the day, the state's mission is to help civil authorities protect life and property and preserve peace, order, public safety. And, you know, that's what they need to do. The governor's the commander-in-chief. So he's the one that's going to make those decisions. It's going to be their decision. So, I mean, if we don't like what the governor's doing in these states, well, then we simply just vote them out the next time. But, when you're damaging federal property, I think the federal government has every right to come in and protect that federal property. I mean, we're paying for that. I'm paying for that. You're paying for that. Why would we want anybody to damage that if we have the ability and the opportunity and the privilege to have a federal agency come in and help protect that? It makes no sense, on the contrary, to just let that go and let the state take it over and try and just do it based on a political move. So, that's really what this is coming down to. I think that we're just playing politics right now, and we need to look at the reality of the situation.
Hey, Jared, final couple of minutes. I want to ask you, I saw this last night, and it just blew me away. John Ponder, who's a local guy, I've interviewed him on this show back when I was at CBS, and a very nice guy. A former bank robber who spent time in prison, who got out and now has a thing called Hope for Prisoners. I'm not sure if during your campaign you had a chance to intersect with John Ponder, but wasn't that an amazing story last night?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I can't imagine that not raising goosebumps on everybody's arms. That was a beautiful moment in U.S. history, and I don't think that needed to be a political situation whatsoever. I think what he has done, and I believe that, you know, we are a country where you make a mistake and we'll give you another shot. And that's exactly what happened with this, with John Ponder. I mean, what he did and the organization that he created, and it's a local organization to us right here in Las Vegas. We should be really proud of that. I'm proud of that. I know you are.
Oh, I know.
What a great moment that was. Yeah, we should, that's something to go down in history. I really enjoyed that.
I thought that was absolutely great. Any other impressions of the convention yet?
No, I mean, we're just doing what we do and doing our best in these during these COVID times. And, I mean, all the best to everybody who's taken part of that. And, we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
You got any big rides coming up?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be leaving this weekend. I'm going to actually ride up, ride to the northwest corner of the United States. So I'm headed up to that. It's actually Nea Bay, which is right up on the Canadian border there. So it should be gone for a couple of weeks. So I won't be talking to you for a week or two. So,
oh, no.